afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Good afternoon to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, it's time to take 25. Sit back, relax, pour yourself a cuppa. Join the conversation with Mariska and Kim. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Great track there to start our afternoon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ready to get you rocking and rolling.
Absolutely. Hey, isn't it just been interesting things happening in the world lately? I'm just thinking last week back to London and what makes people do the things that they do. And gosh, my heart goes out to all of those families and the friends of those people that, yeah.
Every second time you turn on the telly, isn't it? You know, there's something that's going on in the world that's so scary and so sad, and it just pulls at your heartstrings, you know. It just really, seems to be going nuts.
And I always just wonder, you know, I think, what actually makes someone do that? We're not born with those types of traits. And, you know, it got me thinking that all of the stuff that we kind of get, I suppose, brainwashed with that we don't realise we're getting brainwashed with. Mm. And it made me even think of marketing and the way we get brainwashed to buy particular things. And you can see if they can brainwash us, and maybe I'm using that word in the wrong kind of way, but if they can brainwash us to buy certain things and to do that and to do this, then you can understand actually why people
do what they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's face it, we are constantly told what we should buy, what we should wear.
Yeah.
What, you know, what looks successful, you know. Advertising, we blasted with it all the time.
And it's crazy because you're right. I suppose when you think about it, it started with just being on the radio.
Yeah.
Now it's the radio. Then it was the radio and TV.
Yeah.
And your friends, I suppose your friends were also that kind of, you know, in that peer pressure group. But now you've got it on all of these devices that we have
constantly.
And it's coming at the movies even.
Yeah.
You know, you're going in there and there's little messages all
constantly,
the time.
Constantly. Mm. I mean, you know, look at the kids today. How many of them, you know, are on social media?
Yeah.
They're hooked on their phones. And all the messages coming through there about what you should look like, what you should wear, how you should act, what you should say, what you should listen to.
Mm.
You know, it's almost like we've our freedom of thought has been taken away from us.
I think you're right, you know. Mm. And for marketers, this whole social media, internet web thingy is just an absolute, it's a godsend to them, isn't it?
It's a minefield.
Yeah.
You know, you can get your message out to millions of people, and it takes you maybe five minutes, if that.
But you can also, you know, when you're seeing what people are posting on their Facebook, what they like, and suddenly those ads pop up for that particular thing because they've figured out that's what you like, that's the music you like, so we'll send you that type of music. It's incredible, isn't it, really?
Well, you know what I heard the other day is that Facebook not just monitors your, you know, what you put on in your posts, but there's been rumors going around that they actually listen to conversations and watch what you're doing. Now, I don't know how true that is.
Wow.
But that's pretty freaky, you know?
Yeah. Actually, interesting, I was at a conference the other day in regards to social media, and now they were talking about the likes of Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of those things. They're actually making us do what they want us to do. Because when they've put parameters around how we can use things, but they're also quite clever, and when there's things that we don't like, that they will change that. But they're really setting the rules of, here is a medium for you, but you're going to actually act in the way
we want you to act. Yeah. And yet we think we're free.
Yeah,
we're free society. Really?
Yeah.
Are we really? Look around you, people.
Absolutely.
You know, put your mobile phone down. Can you?
Yeah.
I dare you. The people have heart palpitations. I've got to have my phone.
You know? I know.
And a lot of business people do their business off their phone. I know I do, you know, and constantly in contact with my children.
Yeah.
You know, and they're constantly in contact with me. So we've got so used to having this way of life.
Yeah.
You know, it's John and I often go away for weekends, camping up north of Auckland, and we try and go to a place where there's actually no reception. So whether you like it or not, that's it.
Try and find that these days, though.
It's difficult.
But, you know, every Christmas it comes out, right, we've put Wi-Fi at this beach, and that beach, I'm thinking, oh my God.
Just leave the bringing things alone.
But it is interesting because, you know, when we think about advertising and the ability now for that repetition, because it's across all of those medias, and, you know, that constant, without realising it, you're seeing that ad there, you're seeing that ad there, that little phrase there, and that repetition, I think.
Works on your subconscious.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that little voice in the back of your head, you know, and then you go to the shops and it's like, yeah, those are the shoes that everyone's wearing. I need to buy those. You know, not that you need new shoes necessarily, but, you know, that's that little voice at the back of your head, you know.
Hey, come on, Kim, we always need new shoes.
Oh, I know, that was a really bad example. Yes, my word, what am I thinking?
Sounds is another one that they use as well.
Mm.
So different sounds and music jingles and music behind a particular thing.
You think, I really like that song, and you don't realise what's gone into the background of that song to make it more catchy for people to actually, you know, keep humming that little tune. It's quite incredible.
And I think, you know, we associate with those different sounds and it will pull us in, you know, drag on those little emotional tugs there and suddenly, yeah.
It is. Well, I mean, look at the screens, you know, the screens that we look at. They've advised us about the amount of time that you should limit the amount of time that you have on your screen before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Now, I know you and I have both had that come up for us this week. I've been struggling to sleep and, you know, working until late at night. And I've realized that it's because I've been on either computer screen or in front of the TV. John and I don't watch much TV, but we've been in front of one of those and I've been struggling to sleep. I've not had a good night's sleep.
It's crazy.
In the past 2 nights, I've actually turned TV off at least an hour before going to bed and read a little rather than being on a device. Great night's sleep.
I think that's a great tip for everybody out there, you know, an hour before it's don't even look at your phone, turn it off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and talking, you know, about sounds as well, that little ding, you know, if you have your email messages on or whatever. And I've had people where I have worked late at night for some reason and I thought, right, I'll catch up on emails that I need to get out and I always put them good morning because I don't expect anybody to be up there reading them at
that
night.
Time, yeah.
But my goodness,
it's crazy.
The people that reply,
it's like, what are you doing, man? Go to sleep.
Yeah, do you have your phone beside your bed and you hear ping and your brain is so wired ping, oh my gosh, that's a message for me.
They reckon that you should not have any devices in your bedroom. So for children in particular, I know we're all going, because I used to use my mobile phone as my alarm clock. You know, I put it on silent so that I don't hear the pings, but it's the blue screen.
Right.
So even though you're sleeping, your brain still picks up that activity. And they reckon for children, they should be off screens, have no devices in their bedrooms, and off screens for at least 2 hours before they go to bed. So they get that deep REM sleep. And that's the problem at the moment with us. As adults, we're not doing that. So we're not getting that deep REM sleep. The connections in the brain are not being fixed. And we're waking up more tired, less focused, and struggling more to cope with the pressures of the day.
I'm not sure the connection in my brains are actually ever quite fixed.
I know, to a certain point, some worse than others.
Talking about colours, you know, you were talking about the blue screen there and the light from that, but colours is another one that advertisers use a lot to pull us in as well. For many of us, colours do have particular meaning and some do elicit feelings of a particular thing, you know, and you see that colour and again it catches your eye and there you are getting drawn in.
The bright and the sparkly. I mean, if you look at children's ads, you know, and toys, it's all bright and sparkly and, you know, kids jumping up and down and excited and the music's all jumpy, you know, so it is. It definitely attracts your eye. So, they're very clever.
Very, very clever. Mm. And as you say, we think we have free thought.
Mm. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Do you know, there's always one that always makes me laugh. And, you know, as we're shopping and I see something, you know, and scrolled in big letters across the box, 20% less sugar. And I think, 20% less sugar than what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how much sugar is in there then?
Exactly.
You know, if you can put 20% less and it's still tasty.
But isn't that interesting? It just catches somebody because, wow, that's got less sugar in it. Let's have that.
Yeah, it must be healthier.
But there's no comparison to anything.
Well, it's like this Coke Zero. Hello? It might have zero sugar, but what else has it got in there?
Because
it's still very sweet, so it can't be good for you, you know. I mean, if you can scrape tar off the off anything using Coke, putting it in your body, really, you know.
Yeah.
But if you look at the adverts for lollies and Coke and stuff like that too, you know, it's all brightly coloured, it's fun. You know, even alcoholic drinks, you know, you've got these alcoholic drinks that come through and it's targeted for the younger market, you know, because it's brightly coloured, it tastes like a cool drink, you know, yet it's got, I don't know, what kind of alcohol percentage in there. I'd be quite scared to have some because it's like a cool drink. If you're thirsty,
it's like lolly water, isn't it, I think, a lot of the time as well. But you're right, you know, when you do see ads and you pick them apart to who they're actually trying to reach and what they're using to reach that. And, you know, as you just talked about Coke there, every Coke ad is about fun. It's about being with friends, and that's what you're seeing all of the time.
It gives you energy. Yeah, you're all the sugar in it. You can't help it. And a lot of people are addicted to Coke.
I know.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, John at one point was addicted to the stuff back in South Africa, where he would have like 2 liters a day.
Wow.
You know, the back of his car was littered with 2 liter Coke bottles, and the doctor still said to him, listen, mate, you need to, you know, sort that out.
Yeah.
And fortunately, he got on top of it, where he very, very rarely has Coke. Now, I've never been into fizzy drinks. Mm. Fortunately, I've never been into, you know, McDonald's and takeaways and all that. I prefer to put, I'm more mindful of what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah. That's crazy, though, isn't it? Yeah. Who do you know out there that may be addicted to Coke or has been pulled in by those marketing gurus? Mm. Let's just take a break for a moment while you have a wee think about that.
Listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
Well, as you know, we're talking about how we subliminally get brainwashed these days and how easy it is to actually get people to do what you want them to do because of all of the media that's out there, and how I suppose marketing has done a huge amount of research on how to really reach people.
That's true. I mean, you know, it's... John and I have stopped watching the news because it's just so seems so one-sided, you know, and every time you watch the news, it's like, oh, rip my heart out, you know. I feel like, how do you stay positive and motivated when you it seems that the whole world is falling apart and there's just negative out there?
Yeah, and actually I was listening to someone talking the other day on a documentary in regards to the whole Trump-Clinton campaign and how Russia has been involved and how actually subliminally Russia had got the American people to think that Clinton was so untrustworthy and that they actually bought into that.
And through the media.
Isn't that interesting?
Crazy.
So you kind of think that they got what they, Russia, got what they wanted, but they were the ones that, this is what they were saying, you know, they were the ones that started this campaign and quietly got in and to make people think that's of incredible. Someone in a particular way.
Well, that's it, you know, I mean, you sit down, you know, and most people watch the news, you know, just to find out what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
But it's so one-sided. It makes the world seem like such a horrible place, and it's not.
Yeah.
There's a lot more good out there than people realise. You know, most people that you come across only want the best for everyone else.
Absolutely.
They're all about love and wanting the best for them. But it's, unfortunately, as you say, it's the media, it's the marketing, it's that comes across and gives you a one-sided message of what they wanting you to see, what they wanting you to believe.
And I think also when things are maybe not going so well, and we see that very much again in ads, that emotional pull, you know, if things are just not going so well for you, oh, let's take an example. You've got a new baby, it keeps screaming, you know, and then you sitting there see a car ad and there's a baby, you know, sat in the back of this car giggling away all happy in its little seat. And
or sleeping.
There's that little pill.
Yes.
Does that brand stick in your mind? Is that going to, you know, and the more you see in regards to that, so those emotional things. I think insurance people do it, actually, they're probably the worst because they say, oh, you know, this is what happened to the person that didn't.
Yes.
And this is what happened to the person that did.
What happens if you don't have insurance? You know, your poor
and
family,
They really go on the old emotional things, don't they?
They certainly do.
So I think, you know, as you said at the start, Kim, do we really have freedom of thought? Do we just think we have? And so I encourage you all out there to think about all of the things that you're seeing, and are you making a choice for yourself, or are those marketers making that choice for you? Well, that's all we've got time for this afternoon.
Flies when you're having fun. Hey?
Absolutely. And we'll see all of you back the same time, same place next week.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me. Can't put out, carve your name into those shining stars. He said go venture far beyond the shores, don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say,